News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.
A Times columnist wrote, "It's not Dickensian cruelty to ask children to participate in the workforce. It is sensible," she says. Richard Hogan, clinical director of the Therapy Institute, he's a columnist with the Irish Examiner, and he's the author of Home is Where the Start is with us. Morning, Richard.
Morning.
She's right, of course, isn't she?
Of course. I wrote an article in the Examiner about this last summer, saying the exact same thing, that I think more than ever, this cohort of young adolescents need to get out there and work a summer job because so much was denied them with COVID restrictions. They've missed out on like the Gaeltacht. They've missed out on like, you know, scouts and going away on school trips. And, you know, Jonathan, what's really important to think about, why would I be saying something like that, is because anxiety is a fear of an unknown future event with a paradigm underneath it, but that you believe you haven't got the ability to meet an unknown future event. And so what do kids need? They need memories of being out there and working and meeting people and getting feedback. That's so crucial, the feedback, because during adolescence, brain regions associated with feedback are more sensitive. So the feedback they get from these jobs is really important. But also, Jonathan, I met my wife on one of these summer jobs. You know what I mean? So the world that kind of waits out there for you and the potential of what can happen is incredible. Because let's be honest, most parents dread the summer coming because they know the child is going to be up on their games all day long and they're going to be gaming and there's going to be, you know, sleep patterns massively disrupted. This is a way of defeating all of that.
Yeah. I'm always an advocate of making sure that children have experience in retail because retail, you get to meet everybody, the customer, to meet difficult people. Yeah, I always use the example when I worked in retail of the woman who used to come in at 5 to 11 every second night and ask for two slices of ham, even though she would have known that we'd clean the ham slicer. I mean, that woman gave me tremendous resilience in later life. And if she's listening, I thank you. But it's a great way of ensuring that you get to see what the world is like.
Absolutely. And you get to meet, you know, really kind and caring and decent people. You get to meet really difficult and hard people. And that is such an important part of developing your resilience in the world. And again, getting that feedback and building up those memories of being able to manage people like that, because that's so important. But also on top of that, then as well, you get to understand the value of money because you earn the money and then you buy. So is there anything, Jonathan, really, when you're young and you've saved up and you go out and buy the thing that you've been longing to get, you've been yearning for whatever it was. I remember buying the Beatles White Album, whatever, and having earned that money myself at 14 to get that.
You value it much more than you would if your parents bought it. But the suggestion is that today's parents are reluctant to allow little Johnny and little Mary out to work because, oh, should just sit down there, love, I look after you. I mean, where is that misplaced sense of loyalty coming from?
I think parents have never had it so hard, to be honest, Jonathan. And I think parenting is far more difficult and irrevocably changed since I say we were kids. Both parents have to get out there and work and all the rest of it. I think it's a bit of a colliery of that, you know, maybe a position of guilt because you don't see your child as much as you'd like. But also, I think maybe a bit of austere parenting when you were young, and as a result of trying to ameliorate that, you say to yourself, as a parent, I'm going to satiate my child's, you know, needs, and it's misplaced. Your child needs to go out and work. Your child needs to go out and see the world. And as parents, I think it's really important to understand that that's a part of their maturation, their development. That's a part of building skills. So when they go into, say, college and they start to work, the fall isn't so dramatic. That's what I would see as a clinician, that, you know, 21-year-olds, 22-year-olds find going into work, that fall, that it's dramatic. It's a huge fall from doing nothing for 20 years and then going into the regularity, the humdrum, the 9-to-5 part of life.
The terrible mundanity, absolutely. Yeah. I mean, and shift work is important as well, isn't it? The idea that, you know, so you have to work late, you have to work early, not everything will suit your body clock. I mean, I know that we shouldn't be kind of forcing young people into a life of drudgery, but it does show you what it's actually like.
Well, it does. You see, we're not talking about them chimney sweeping now or anything that to get.
I don't know. My chimney does need a clean.
But I'm talking about a summer job that, you know, really that might be a part of a little bit of their interest. For me, I worked in a bookshop and all that kind of stuff. And I was down with horses working at 14, 15, the showgrounds in Cork. And that was fantastic. You know, when I look back now, 30 years past that, that was such fantastic learning for me as a person, and what I learned about myself as a person and what I was capable of, and gave you great insights into yourself. And of course, those difficult customers stay with me. I still have those conversations that I had with difficult people and their resilience going forward. But I think, again, I just go back to that. This cohort of adolescent missed out on so much of the normative development of adolescence and childhood. Mm. And so we need to get them memories. You know, that's the antidote to anxiety. We need to get them that feedback so that they feel they can manage whatever's going to come down the road, because if they don't have any memories or any ability to think that they can manage stuff, they'll freeze, you know, and they'll stay in, and they'll shrink their lives down to this terribly small world, which is their bedroom, because that's very much knowable.
Yeah. And they're fearful. And that's where they're unknowable. And that's where they may feel safe there, but they're on their own.
That's where they feel safe. Yeah. But that's not actually where they are safe, you see. They feel safe in that, but I mean, that is completely it's depleting all of their skills.
Okay. Richard Hogan, Clinical Director of the Therapy Institute. Thank you very much.
News Talk Breakfast with Kira Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR
on News Talk.